Hello and welcome back to A Confetti-Filled Life. I am your party captain, your confetti coach, Vicky Kotras. As always, so honored to be here with you and have you tuning in to another episode. I've mentioned this before, that this new season of podcast episodes will be a little bit shorter, more like mini-sodes that I am producing, a little bit no frills as a way to kick this off and just get back to basics, have these general conversations with you, providing additional support, hopefully providing inspiration for something that you want to start. And then I will be adding in interviews, additional articles, lists, resources, anything else that is designed to help you put yourself out there, start a creative venture, and do the things that you really want to do in this world. Start architecting your life just a little bit more. The topic I want to address today is the number one question that I get and have gotten since I started my own business. And one point to make is when you start a business, when you put yourself out there, when you share any part of your life that people connect with, they will naturally come to you with questions. They will naturally gravitate to you because they will see you doing something and they will want help kind of expressing that in themselves or in their own life. And so I've noticed that a lot throughout the years, that if anyone wants to start a business in my inner circle or friends of friends, I have heard from many people who have basic questions about either one part of a business. Hey, how do I file my tax returns? Which my husband is an accountant, so he's helpful in that arena. To, I have this great idea and I have no idea how I should start. So it runs the gamut of kind of acting as a resource. But what I will say is, in general conversations of people who are, let's say, unhappy in their 9-to-5, or they know they were born to do something different or more, or express themselves in a different way, the number one question that I will get or that I will hear is, what would I even do? In a sea of a million different ideas and industries and options, how would I even pick? And I find that to be really funny, because that is kind of the crux for creation in itself, that you can be inspired by many different things. You can wake up and have this amazing idea and want to get started, but tomorrow you're inspired by something new. And you only have a finite amount of energy, of resources, of time in the day to actually create something. And I think that we are hyper-focused on this idea of right versus wrong, and what's the right idea? How can I lean into that? How would I possibly pick? And I will use this example of a great friend of mine who was going through a terrible breakup last year, and it rocked her entire world. It was like just totally like splitting off this large part of her life and moving out with her from her significant other. And I remember talking to her and she said, I just don't know if this is the right thing. Like, I wish that I had a crystal ball and someone could tell me and say, this is what you should do. And I wish I could credit where I heard this theory or piece of advice from, but it's the idea that there is no such thing as the right thing. The only thing you will ever know is what you do and what you take action on. So if it's right enough for you to act on, then that's the rightest of the right thing. You can't wait your whole life for, I put in this in quotations, of these signs to tell you that this is the exact right thing. This is the right moment. This is the right outfit. This is the right everything for you to get started, because you will be waiting forever. And I think that gives people, analysis paralysis. So another example is that my brother-in-law is going through this kind of awakening period of wanting to do something different than what he has traditionally done and find a new profession. And he is so bogged down with the idea of picking the right thing. What's my next right move? And what only exists in the moment is what you want to do and what you will take action on. And so if you're feeling very stumped, like I know that I'm not happy, but I don't know what to do next, it's not that you have to pick something that you will act on for the next 30 years. It just has to be something you can act on for the next 30 days. So, you know, if you have always wanted to make something, if you're a maker, you like to paint, you like to draw, you like to make little figurines, whatever that is, why don't you do that for 30 days? Maybe you've always dreamed of opening up your own hair salon or nail salon. Maybe for the next 30 days, you just research how you could potentially go get licensed for that. Is it going to school? Is it just taking a class? Like, what's involved in that? And then just run with it for 30 days. What is going to come of that? I'll tell you what, it's either going to be that you lean in even harder. So you take the class and then you, see what your options are in finding a job in whatever industry that is, or how you can actualize that, or it's going to turn into something else. It's going to, the ball and the momentum will continue to move you into another direction. And so I really love talking about that because I think we overanalyze the idea of being right. I mean, we have built industries on it. If you look at the entire legal profession and industry, it's about this idea of right and wrong. And I am such a shades of gray person. I think there are so many different shades in the world that we don't look at. As a society, we've overcomplicated it so much. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm not a huge bureaucracy fan. Starting a business is very difficult for someone who doesn't like bureaucracy because there are license and rules and permits and taxes and paperwork that you need to file to appease all of these different organizations and make sure that you're compliant. That is not for me as a creator, as a big picture person. I'm not into that, and maybe you aren't either. So I'm proof that I will tell you that even if you don't like it, even if you're not good at it, you can still very much have a successful six-figure plus business, even if it's not something that you are super into on the compliance side or paperwork side. So don't overcomplicate it for yourself. Give yourself the time that you need to get quiet, to think about what interests you, what excites you, what energizes you, and then that's the right thing. And just because it feels like the right thing now doesn't mean it'll be the right thing, again, years from now or months from now. But don't wait for that quote-unquote right feeling to happen. If it's something that you like, if you want to express yourself in some creative way, if you want to start a business, do whatever the thing is over the next 30 days. Plant your seeds over the next 30 days. And I guarantee you that something magical will come out of it. It will lead you to the next thing or the next step. So don't hyperfixate on making the right decision and what will happen if you make the wrong decision, because guess what? You'll never know the difference. There is never a reality that you will live in where you will know the opposite to be true. So put one foot in front of the other, take action, don't overthink it, lean into what feels good, and that's the confetti moment. That's when we really start living out the dreams that you were here to act on. Because you weren't born to work in a cubicle and you weren't born to do work that doesn't feel like it is feeding your soul. Like it is helping you as a person, not as this professional construct and businesses that we created. It's really what feels good in your heart. So go create whatever that is. And I'll be back next time. Thanks, guys.